97 2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Bon bon, good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. How's your throat?
Oh, just a little bit of a cough. It happens, okay. I take a quick deep breath backwards and it, something goes down my throat. No worries.
Okay.
I shall survive. Tell
Good-o.
Me, are you, you're in Sydney at the moment?
I am in, now don't be rude. Well, I'm here, and last week I went to a very interesting lunch at the cafe in the Centennial Park. It was put on by the Australian Mushroom Growers. I learnt some very astonishing facts, actually, about mushrooms.
You're going to talk about pink mushrooms?
Yes, I am going to tell you about pink mushrooms in a minute. But what I learned was that eating one button mushroom a day apparently can help women reduce their risk of breast cancer by 50%, because there's something in the mushroom, there's an enzyme called aromatase, which helps to suppress that. And so the build-up of estrogen isn't as great. So if you eat mushrooms, I'd say about 100 grams of the white button mushrooms a day, that could offset your chances of getting breast cancer. It's particularly so for postmenopausal women. I mean, it's very, very good news.
Okay, that's good news, but are they available at the moment?
Okay. So the idea about mushrooms going pink is that they're supporting the breast cancer people all through the month of October. And these little white button mushrooms will be available in lovely pink boxes at greengrocers and supermarkets.
Oh.
And the mushroom growers are hoping to themselves raise $50,000 and then also raise extra money, of course, through the sales of these pink mushrooms.
Oh, lovely.
And when you think about it, what category do you put mushroom into? I mean, do you think of it as a fruit or a vegetable or a meat? It's not any one of those. And so mushrooms operate differently. And I must say, quite a lot of health claims are being made for them. Also in October, they're going to be bringing out vitamin D mushrooms. And these mushrooms that are flooded with ultraviolet light just before they're released for sale. And there's something inside the mushroom that will absorb that. And then if you eat the mushrooms, you'll have your regular daily intake of vitamin D will be supplied.
Okay.
Yep, and look, all sorts of other things, like, you know, they help reduce cholesterol, and because they're low in kilojoules, they can fill you up, and they're full of fibre, and they're a good thing to eat if you're trying to lose weight.
Having said that, you better give us a recipe for mushrooms. Are you going to?
Of course I'm going.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me just ask you this. When are the school holidays on again?
Now, they start Monday week, 26th of September.
Okay, you're running
I'm running my kids' cooking classes. Yes, they start on the Monday, and I've got 3 classes scheduled for that week and 3 for the following week.
Are the details on your website?
On my website, yes, and they go from 10:30 to 1:30, and we do 2 savoury dishes and 2 sweet dishes.
And weather permitting, you sit outside?
Oh, yeah, weather permitting, and the weather at the moment is beautiful. The kids love to go out into the garden. We look at the herbs and vegetables, we try to identify them. We have a lot of fun doing that, and then we sit outside in the garden and eat what they've cooked.
Okay, that's lovely. Now, do you have another book coming out soon?
Yes, and the recipe today for the mushroom salad is from my new book. It's called The Cook's Garden. It'll be out. October's a big month, isn't it? It'll be out in October as well, along with the pink mushrooms.
Okay.
And this is a very easy salad to make, so you can use the white button mushrooms or just field mushrooms, slice them, and then toss them together with some finely sliced red or white onion, red and green capsicum, and then just a dressing of olive oil, lemon juice, garlic, salt and pepper over the top, and lots of freshly chopped parsley.
Now, what are these?
Delicious and easy.
Okay, it's on your website, SheridanRogers.com.
Yep, .com.au.
Now, what are these little things you've given me with a pink ribbon around
them?
They look like mushrooms, but they're not.
Well, they were actually put on the table at the lunch last week. They're meringue mushrooms.
I thought
you might like those for your morning tea.
I shall have one right away.
Frankly, it'd do you a lot better to eat a fresh button mushroom.
Okay.
Yes.
Talk to you next.
One other thing I want to just tell you. Also in October, on the Sunday the 2nd, is a tour of the mushroom tunnel down there in the Southern Highlands. And that information is also on my webpage. These are not the white button mushrooms I'm talking about. These are the exotics like the enoki and the shimeji and the oyster that are grown by Noel Arold, the microbiologist. And it's a fascinating tour, and I've got those details on my webpage.
Is it a real tunnel?
Yeah, it's an old railway tunnel.
Oh, that's right, and he grows the mushrooms.
650-metre tunnel, yeah, it's fantastic. It's a really fantastic thing to see.
Okay, we'll remind people again as it gets towards
Towards October, yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
So the webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au.
And is it true that you met the Beatles?
Oh, stop it.
Well, I'm going to...
Oh, no!
I'm going to play this young man singing John Lennon's Imagine.
Okay. Bye.